Thank you. Before we move on to item three, I just wanted to announce we do have validation for your parking. So if we could, we'll have a person over here that you could check with to get that before you leave. Thank you. Item number three.
Item three, from the Director, Architectural Engineering and Environmental Services, Facilities Management Division, Department of Administrative Services, requesting approval of the required Milwaukee County Compliance Maintenance Annual Report, CMAR, for 2018 for Milwaukee County's Wastewater Collection System under Wisconsin Code Natural Resources NR208.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Stoppin.
Good morning, Chairman and Supervisors. Carl Stavi, Architects Engineering and Environmental Services section. We have a report here regarding the CMAR report, which is a compliance and maintenance annual report on the condition and the efforts that we put forward on the sanitary sewer system to maintain it per the stipulated agreement that we entered in 2006 with the DNR and the Department of Justice of the state. That report requires, or that stipulated agreement requires that the county board, the governing board, acknowledges the report and the efforts that are being put in to meet the goals. Some of the major goals that are identified in CMAR are to manage and reduce inflow and infiltration of clear water, manage and maintain the system in a reliable condition. Talking about the collection, sanitary sewer collection system, conveyance system. And those things help to address other goals, such as minimizing the concern of health issues for the public and overflows into the river and the lake. Some of the ways we meet those goals are by inspecting sanitary sewers and manholes, cleaning the sanitary sewers, televising them, identifying the deficiencies, and then go ahead and preparing plans and specifications to address those deficiencies. The county, the CMAR reports is attached in your packet. We grade out well in the report. The county typically spends about $100,000 out of the operating budget performing this effort of inspections. And another $150,000 or so in capital money and addressing the deficiencies that are identified. We have an 18-month time period to address those deficiencies once we've identified them. And we've been grading out well and doing those efforts. Glad to answer any questions.
All right, thank you. Any questions?
Just need a move approval.
All right. We do have a motion to approve by Supervisor Dimitrievich. Now this is about all our outdoor pavilions and our sewer systems that run throughout our county owned property. Do we receive any state or federal money to try and deal with those? Because it's a rather large, it could be a rather large capital expenditure if we wanted to fix it, in a more timely manner, you could say.
Chairman, Supervisors, we do not, to my knowledge, get any federal or state money. This is all county money. It's typically cash funded because of the maintenance. Mm-hmm. It's basically maintenance operations. We have about 46 miles of sanitary sewer and another over 1,000 manholes that are being maintained, and another 32 sanitary dish stations. They're in relatively good condition at this point, and right now we're pretty much trying to maintain them. That's the effort, is to maintain them in a reliable condition.
Okay, right, because I just remember that I believe when the Ryan Creek Interceptor sewer project was going through, there was federal money that deals with water improvement, water quality improvement, and infrastructure through the federal government. And I thought MMSD and stuff like that, that rather than the county having to, like I said, pay cash and do this, if we get some type of potential outside funding to help with these sanitary sewers.
Chairman, I'm not really familiar with the effort you're talking about, but it's possible that was a storm sewer that was affecting coming from highway or something that federal money might have been given for that.
Okay.
Again, I'm not aware of the sanitary collection system at this time.
Okay. Well, thank you. Any questions from committee members?
Just a real quick one. Does that also
Supervisor Ortiz was?
Sorry, Mr. Chair, my voice is kind of going, so it's a little scratchy. I'm trying to push it out. So that also does include like costs, as the chair was saying. Does that include costs for like grading into the sanitary system? So is grading included in some of these costs?
Pardon?
Like grading of land?
Grading of land would be
is that expense?
Not really associated with that. That
okay.
would be more on the storm sewer water quality issue, not really the sanitary.
Okay. Thank you. We do have a motion to approve. Madam Clerk, could you please call the roll?
On the motion that item 3 be recommended for adoption, Supervisor Sebring?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Logsdon?
Aye.
Ortiz Velez?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion prevails.
Thank you.